it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. So I got a bit of an update on that bet. Remember we was talking about that bet around this time yesterday in the mixtape with Diego Pavia and a guy by the name of Theo Von.
Yes, sir.
And I guess the bet was about Theo Von. If Pavia beats South Carolina,
yeah,
then Theo get to take his mom on a date.
Take Pavia's mom out.
Pavia's mom on a date.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of strange. I'm like, who would make a bet like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Diego Pavia decided to jump on Twitter to clear things up.
Was he crawfishing?
Nah, he wasn't crawfishing. It looked like it was a little more information that was left
out. Okay.
So this is what Diego tweeted. What Theo Von forgot is I said it was a deal if and only if he told Tate McRae at Tate McRae to let me take her on A1 date in Nashville. Twitter, make it happen with the little eyeball emoji. So I have no idea who Tate McRae is. I went to her, not Instagram.
Let me guess, hot.
Yeah, she's a musician from Canada.
Apparently, okay. She is 22 years of age, which explains why I'm not very familiar with her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if Theo Von got some kind of connection with her, but I guess it was you scratch your back, I scratch.
Well, then it had nothing to do with the game.
I don't. My head hurts entirely on this because I started with, wait, so why are you pimping out your mama?
Yeah.
So like the whole thing is very confusing to me.
I did want
to
ask y'all, let's throw all of our history out the window. Just us talking right here.
Just us boys.
Yep. So if you had a chance to date whatever girl you want, anybody in the world you want, but you had to let your homeboy date your mama, take your mother out on a date.
Never.
Just one date.
Can't do it.
You could get the hottest chick, Taylor Rooks, anybody you want.
I appreciate
want.
It, and you picked a great name. Shout out to her. She is married, and happy marriage
just,
to her.
Just throw
everything.
All that out.
However,
just throw any hot girl you
I just
want
to make sure I was being respectful here.
Yeah.
Respectfully as
hey,
happening.
Nobody cares that she's married.
Yeah.
The hottest girl you could think of
nah,
that you
I
want.
Have to throw chop that man. Share with the class.
And look, let me be. It's not just dating your mom forever and all.
Yeah, just a date.
One date. Your homeboy.
Yeah. I think my mom would do anything for me.
Couldn't do it.
How about you?
I don't need to hear from
you. If I had the chance, I probably would, to be honest.
Yeah.
If it's just one date.
Yeah.
And I got the chance to get the hottest girl, whatever girl I want.
Girl
and
of
spit
your choice.
I can spit my game and. Mm-hmm. Work my magic.
Yeah.
I would give that
Work
chance.
Work my magic.
Yeah. Just get me through the door, man. Just let me get my foot in the door and I can bust the door down.
You. He's like, me and Halle Berry go together.
Yeah.
Go together tough.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, oh, you from Cleveland too? Yeah. Okay.
I think I might be there with you.
Yeah.
All right. To switch this up, how many people you think would let their homeboy date their mom in order to get the Texans a Super Bowl?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
Especially on a day like today.
Yeah. I think, especially a day like today.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. I think a lot of people will pimp their mom out for that one.
It's 713. Absolutely not. My friends are animals.
You got to find the one respectable friend.
I mean, I wouldn't
friend,
let Stephon Diggs date her.
Oh, no. That's a whole different topic right there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. It's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So, Elton John underwent a double knee replacement.
Ouch.
Last year, and he decided to keep his kneecaps.
I don't understand.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Let's go to, I think it's a news outlet in Australia called Sunrise, and they got the report.
What I'm about to tell you is weird. You're probably not going to believe it, but Elton John has made jewelry out of his kneecaps.
Oh.
Yeah. The star detailing how and why he decided to gold plate his patellas.
Patella. Oh, no.
It's removed. The left one first and then the right. I asked my surgeon if I could keep the kneecaps, which he was rather startled about. Then I rang you and said, would you prepare to, if I gave you the left and the right kneecap, to do what you want with them?
And they ended up in this very nice sort of...
That is amazing. That one. It's the, that's the right kneecap.
Oh, that's a
right
good looking patella.
It looks a bit like an old artifact from Egypt or something.
See, I guess
he bronzed his children's shoe, except he did his knees.
His knees.
Yeah, his kneecaps.
I guess we're supposed to call it eccentric.
That, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Because that's just cray cray.
Just imagine if you meet him and, hey, that's a nice necklace. What it? My kneecap.
I got to see this.
That is a talking point.
And I mean, oh my gosh. That's his kneecap.
Does it look like it looks an like ancient a kneecap. Egyptian?
He baked his kneecaps into. Look at the reporter's face. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Look at that.
That really just looks like something that he got when he stepped off the cruise in one of them spots. That's, yeah. If you had told me, yeah, I picked up a Cozumel, I'd have been like, yeah, I see it. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's weird. Yeah. He's great, but he's weird.
I just never thought about that. You get a double knee replacement.
Yeah.
I said, can I keep the kneecap?
Can I keep the
kneecap? Can I have that?
This all right. Is weird. I'm going to hold on to that thought. That one is for me.
Yeah. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. When was the last time y'all went to brunch?
Oh, well, my wife loves brunch. If I was in town, if we're in town for the weekend, we're going to brunch.
Is it a boozy brunch?
Yeah, it depends. It's a mood. Sometimes.
What kind of brunch are y'all going to, though? Like, paint us a picture of what type of brunch it is. As soon as you pull up in the parking lot, walk in.
Okay, so it's a mood. Sometimes it's a little maybe fancier that she wants some... You know, Eggs Benedict and all that stuff, you know, champagne. Sometimes it's just like a really cool, what's that place we go to most often?
Just like a diner of sorts?
Yeah, it's kind of a tweener diner, like a little nicer, but not
like
exactly.
A First Watch or something like
along those lines, yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's not too crazy in there, is it? Okay, so, well, apparently somebody decided to take their grandmama to brunch on, I want to say this was somewhere in Houston.
Is this one of these young people brunches? Where they got the music all loud.
Yeah, and they kind of threw grandma off a little bit. And so we're going to go to Fox 26 with Isaiah Carey.
Oh, all right.
On his show. And he got the scoop on this.
But according to a viral TikTok video, a grandmother couldn't handle a brunch at a Houston club. The user says a woman was upset her grandchild brought her to a so-called ratchet brunch. Let's take a look.
My God, there's no place for a family. I'm 77 years old.
You want to hear all that loud music?
Miss Mabel didn't expect that after church. Y'all did her wrong.
She said, this ain't no place for a family.
That's right.
She looked like she just came from church, too. Like the typical old lady church look.
She wanted to go a nice buffet.
Yeah, that's it. I agree with her on this one. Not I mean, just because... Brunch is like more about, it's not a club. I mean, it's not dancing.
Well, it is now.
It is now, yeah.
It was one spot I went to. I don't know if this place is still open or not, but it was called Nomad.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there. My wife was like, hey, I seen this good-looking brunch place on Instagram. Let's go. I'm like, all right. So I put on my kind of Sunday wear with flip-flops, shirt, jogging pants.
Oh, like, you said Sunday wear, and I was like, that can go a lot of different places.
Yeah, so we pulled up, loudest music you could find,
yeah,
man.
That
speaker
good.
Bass was going.
People twerking on tables.
Yeah, the section.
With
like,
bottles?
They had bottle service going on, and I'm sitting there for the food. I'm over here.
I was just going to ask you both, would you like that?
Nah. The only time I would do that if I'm out of town. Mm-hmm. If I'm out of town, we there to party, then sure. Yeah. But I went for the food. So yeah. It seemed like it kind of threw the waitress off a little bit because she was used to the bottle service and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she like, what y'all want to drink? I'm like, water. And I'm like, here, you ready to order? Yes, I want this. That.
To man, go.
We seen that lady like one time.
Yeah,
she like, bad. I ain't got time for them, man.
Yeah, she was like, mm-hmm. The tip ain't coming through here. Like,
yeah, they come here to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So
who goes to brunch to eat?
Yeah, yeah. So
you'd have been better just taking Granny off the Lubies, man. Just go ahead and let her go.
You could have went to what's the place that's been getting all the attention, the country old.
Oh, you mean Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel. Yeah,
I'm like, country old.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, Cracker Barrel.
She probably would have been happy at Cracker Barrel. Get her that's some a, grits yeah, or something.
Why not? She would have been super happy.
Exactly.
At the church, mm-hmm. You hungry? Mm-hmm. Or better yet, you could have just went to Frenchie's. At the church, that's the best place to go.
You would not have been mad.
No, nobody would.
Yeah, don't take grandma to a club like that. All right, so we in the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio system. We talked about how Jalen Rose kind of birthed all the new Jalen.
Too many.
A lot of them, and it's still
I need to find middle names. I said this, and we need to call y'all different things.
Yeah. So I think we got to put Denzel Washington in this category. Yeah.
There's a lot of Denzels.
Yeah. So here's Denzel Washington with Jimmy Kimmel talking about his name and the different players that have his name in the NFL. And he kind of broke some news to me personally.
Did you know that there are currently four players named Denzel in the NFL? There weren't that many before your first Oscar. There were zero in 1987.
And this is how you know they named themselves after me. Because, wait a minute, because my name's not pronounced Denzel. My name's pronounced Denzel.
Oh.
I'm Denzel Jr. My father's Denzel Hayes Washington Sr. I'm Denzel Hayes Washington Jr. My mother would say, Denzel? And we both show up. So she said, from now on, you're Denzel.
Well,
that's how it got pronounced, Denzel.
Oh. Wow.
Ain't that crazy?
For a while there, I thought that we've all been pronouncing it wrong, and even he pronounces his own name now Denzel.
Yeah, and so he kind of go as Denzel.
Only because of that.
Yeah, but his real name is Denzel.
We couldn't just call him Junior. That was something.
Would have been a lot easier path, wouldn't it?
Lil Denzel,
yeah.
Or Lil Denzel.
Yeah.
Big Denzel and Lil Denzel.
Mm-hmm.
That's how some families do it, right? You just Big John and Lil John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fortunately, it didn't work for me because my dad was a junior.
Oh, you're the third?
You've been Trey. You just been Trey.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know why they didn't go with Trey, but
it was like, what's easier than Trey?
See, they call
Boom Man.
Yeah, see, they call my dad Eddie, Ed, Edward. They call him all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Junior, they just Boot Man.
Boot Man.
Yep.
Boot Man.
Yeah. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. I like to do my little special salutes. So I want to give a special salute to a lady by the name of Isis. Yeah, that's her name. Isis. She's in California, and she is currently fighting the DMV because they're trying to make her change her personalized license plate that say, I am ISIS.
Oh.
That's what it say on her plate.
Why does she not want to?
That's her name. She says
wants a plate that says, I am ISIS?
I mean, it's her name. It's literally.
But I am ISIS? Yeah.
That's her name. She is ISIS.
Understood.
So they going back and forth with the courts and all that stuff. So salute to ISIS.
Okay, you're saluting ISIS.
All right.
That's her name.
That wouldn't have gone over about, what is that, how many years ago?
I don't know.
I don't even know how many
that's
years
that's her name. What's crazy is she actually got the personalized plate.
Before? But,
no, and they realized, she got we can't do
this
anymore.
Yeah, so now they're trying to make her change it.
Okay.
So she refusing to change it. She said, that's my name.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of it. So I'm going to make my plate say, I am ISIS.
Okay. There's a lot going on with that right there.
There is a lot. There's a lot
I feel
going
bad
on
for her, man, because that's her name.
Part of it is, I mean,
that's kind of like people with the name Katrina. Every time you hear Katrina, you think of the hurricane.
Yeah, someone just ruined your name for you.
Yeah, or Karen. Karen, that name is totally ruined now.
Yeah, but all Karens are the same.
I don't think that's fair.
Is it weird that I've never wanted a vanity plate, though?
I'm not a big vanity plate person.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't even know what it would say.
Gone fishing. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
OG sauce.
OG sauce.
Hey, now I am a fan.
I remember, I think back in the day, Cody Stoops, who used to work here, he had a personalized plate that said Stoops.
Well, I mean,
I was like, oh, that could be one person right there.
That is apt. Yeah. That is very much what you need. All right, so there you go. Figgy's mixtape every weekday right here on Sports Rail 610 at 1:20 p.m. Coming up next, let's circle back to the Texans real quick before we hand things off to the fellas of the drive. What does this offense do well? Let's answer that question next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.